ليس ذلك لأحد إلا للمؤمن، إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له، وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My respected elders and brothers, this world that we live in is something which is unstable. No person can say that they're living in this world in a very stable manner. Today someone is healthy, tomorrow the same person is sick. Today someone is rich, tomorrow the same person is poor. Today someone is happy, tomorrow the same person is sad. There's no certainty. A person can never be certain of comfort and luxury in this world. When it comes to a disbeliever, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the dunya is a jannatul kafir, is a jannat, a paradise for a kafir. For a kafir, there is no concept of akhirat, there's no concept of jannat. For the kafir, this is his be all and end all. He's here in this world to live it up. Any difficulty comes to him, any hardship comes to him, any loss comes to him. Certain things never work out in his life. He had certain expectations and it never worked out according to his expectations. Then for a kafir, for a disbeliever, he falls into depression. There's no future for him. Everything looks dark, everything looks gloomy. Why? Because he has no concept of akhirat, he has no concept of jannat. That's why for a kafir, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this is his jannat. He will live in this world and there's nothing for him in the hereafter. In modern times, in Switzerland, there is a resort called the Last Resort. And in this resort, the feature, the main feature of this resort is something which they call the Sarko Pod. So a kafir, a disbeliever, when he falls into depression, then ultimately it leads him to taking his own life. It leads him to committing suicide also. So in this resort in Switzerland, they have these pods. A person will pay. They will put him into this pod, they will close this pod. And they will release nitrogen into this pod. And this nitrogen will rapidly decrease his ability to breathe. And it will take his life in this manner. They have stooped to such a low level that they have even made such instruments which will make them, it will make it easier for them to take their own lives. This is a disbeliever, this is a kafir, there is no future, there is no akhirat for him. This is his jannat. On the other hand, we look at a believer, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min." That, O believers, this world is a prison for you. In a prison, a person doesn't live comfortably. A person is confined to certain laws, he has to dress in a certain manner, a certain type of food he has to eat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world as prisoners. We'll have to live our life according to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our life is governed by the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will have to go through hardships. We will have to go through difficulties. But for a believer, there is no depression. There is no end of the world. For him, there is always akhirat, there is always jannat which he is looking forward to. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a hadith that when a person who is entering a jannati, when he places his first foot in Jannat, then all the difficulties, all the hardships, all the losses that he went through in this world, he'll forget every loss, every hardship. Take an example. A person is going for Hajj. His name comes out. His entire life saving 100,000-200,000 he saved up. Now he's ready. He's planning to go for Hajj. Looking for different operators, different flights. He books his flight. He leaves home, difficult leaving his children at home. He goes to the airport, he comes to the airport, telling his luggage is overweight. Now he's juggling between a couple of bags, trying to get his weight according to the weight they have given him. Now he boards the flight. Sometimes the flight is delayed. He got a transit in another country, that flight is delayed also. Sometimes luggage goes missing. Sometimes not allowed to board the flight. A person will go through all these difficulties. But finally, when he reaches Makkah Mukarramah, when he enters the Haram and he sees the Baytullah and he sees the Kaaba, that flight, that difficulties, that many, so many hours in the flight, all that is forgotten. Why? His object, his purpose, not the flight. His purpose wasn't his luggage. Yes, that is important, but his purpose was the Kaaba. Once he laid eyes on the Baytullah, once he saw the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the difficulties he went through is forgotten. So likewise in this world, a person will go through hardships, he will go through difficulties. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him access into Jannat, and when he sees Jannat, then all the difficulties he went through, he'll forget about. All that hardships, all that losses that he went through, he'll forget all about that. And when it comes to a believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our life such that whatever condition we face in our life, it's always a win-win situation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, "Ajaban li amri al-mu'min, inna amrahu kullahu lahu khair." That how wonderful is the life of a believer. Every aspect of his life is good for him. إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له. If some happy occasion comes, if he's enjoying the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he makes shukr, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that if you thank me for my bounties, I will most definitely give you more. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِنْ أَصَابَتُ دَرَّاءُ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. If some difficulty comes, some loss comes, then he makes sabr and that is good for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, that those who are patient, give them glad tidings. So for a believer, every part of his life, everything that he's going through, whether he's going through the happy times, then he makes shukr, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he's going through difficult times, then he makes sabr, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him for that sabr that he makes also. And many a times a person will go through some difficulty, some loss in his life. And this loss and difficulty that he faces, sometimes it's a blessing in disguise. Every one of us as children, a day came where your mother will tell you, listen, next week is your appointment at the dentist. Already you're in fear, you're shivering. You're starting to brush your teeth, you're starting to look after your teeth. The day is your appointment, you'll go, you'll brush before you go to the dentist. You'll floss, you'll try and clean your teeth more. When you come to the dentist, when you enter his surgery, you get the scent, you get the smell. When you see all his equipment, already tears are in your eyes. Now he puts you onto the chair. And he tells you, open your mouth. And now he tells you, this tooth is rotten, that tooth is rotten. And already now more tears are building up in your eyes. Then he takes one of his machines. He starts doing certain things, certain noises, certain pain you can feel. You'll go through all that difficulty. Then they take out that plier. Now you start to cry. But he won't stop, even though you are crying. He'll take that plier, he'll pull your tooth out. You'll go through the pain. Blood will come out. But he won't stop. He'll give you the entire treatment. All that pain will go through. That today as an adult, you can thank your parents, thank the dentist. Listen, you took me that time. I went through the difficulty. But that difficulty, that pain that I went through was a blessing in disguise. Today I have some teeth. So likewise in the world, sometimes certain loss, sometimes some difficulty will come. But actually this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending it. We may not understand, but it is a blessing in disguise. There's an incident of a person many, many years ago. He was returning from Umrah. And he comes to the airport in Jeddah, and he comes to the counter, the officials refuse to allow him to board the flight. There's a language barrier, he can't communicate to them properly. He can't understand the reason why they're stopping him from boarding the flight. Anyways, he accepts, he sits down quietly in one corner, we'll book the next flight. 2 hours later, they receive a message that flight that took off, which he was not allowed to board, has crashed, there are no survivors. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it may have looked like a difficult situation, a hardship, they're being unreasonable. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent it as a blessing in disguise. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us in this world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to reach the highest levels of Jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants Jannat for everybody. Jannat is not for any specific class of people or any kind of people. Jannat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for every believer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants Jannat for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to punish us. But sometimes a person, his a'mal and his good actions are not of that level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can put him in the highest level of Jannat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا سَبَقَتْ لَهُ مَنْزِلَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لَمْ يَبْلُغْهَا بِعَمَلِهِ ابْتَلَاهُ فِي جَسَدِهِ أَوْ فِي مَالِهِ أَوْ فِي عَمَلِهِ. That sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants a certain level of Jannat for a certain person. But his good a'mal are not of that level that it can take him to that high level of Jannat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test him in his own self with some sickness, some difficulty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test him when it comes to his children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test him in his business, in his wealth. ثُمَّ صَبَّرَهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him ability to make sabr upon the difficulty. حَتَّى يُبْلِغَهُ الْمَنْزِلَةَ الَّتِي سَبَقَتْ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can say, yes, this person made sabr. Now he has reached that level of Jannat. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can put him into that level of Jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends us these upgrade packages. Every person in this world, you want an upgrade. If a person got a certain model of car, now he wants the latest model. A person got a certain kind of phone, now he wants the latest kind of phone. A person is traveling, he wants to fly business class, he wants to fly first class. Every person wants that upgrade. But for that upgrade, a person has to make some effort. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes will send us a bundle. And this will be in form of some difficulty, some hardship. And for us to activate this bundle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that use the posture of sabr. Make sabr and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will upgrade you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you higher and higher in His sight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends us these difficulties to test our level of love and our level of loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more sabr we make, the more patient we are, yes, it will be difficult, but this will be a means of taking us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, raising our rank in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already gave us early warnings of difficulties. Sometimes a person is going for a triple bypass, or a person is very sick. So when a person goes for the surgery or procedure, then they will sign certain forms that he may pass away in this procedure. There's a 50% chance he will come out. So the family is aware that this person is going in for this bypass, whatever procedure. He may come out, he may not come out. Now if he passes away in the surgery, then it will not be as difficult for the family as it would have been if he passes away suddenly. Why? In the back of our minds, we know he may make it out, he may not make it out. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already gave us early warnings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. That I will surely test you with some fear, some hunger, some loss of life, some prophets will go off. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will definitely test you with this. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. That glad tidings are for those who are patient. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us, who are the patient ones? Who are those who will get the rank of being among the patient ones? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Those who endure some difficulty, some hardship, some loss comes to them, then the immediate reaction is إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Sometimes we have this misconception that we must only say inna lillahi when someone passes away. When we have a funeral notice, then we say inna lillahi. Yes, we say it there also. But likewise, any hardship comes. Sometimes an accident happens, someone hits you in the back, there's a traffic jam, someone knocks you in the back. It shouldn't be that our first words from our mouth is some vulgar language. Rather, our immediate reaction should be inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this a formula of peace for us. If you look at the meaning of inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, that verily everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything will return to Him. The scar Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give me again. The certain person in my family passed away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took them back. So this is a formula of peace that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, it belongs to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take it back when He wishes. Ummu Salama radiallahu anha, she narrates the hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if a believer goes through some difficulty, some hardship, and he recites inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will substitute him with something better than that. So she is the narrator of the hadith, and she explains her own incident. She says, my husband Abu Salama radiallahu anhu passed away. And when he passed away, obviously I was sad and I was grieved. Who could replace him? He looked after me so well. He had such a great rank in the eyes of the Sahaba, in the eyes of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. He was one of the first Sahaba to migrate. Who could I get better than him? But anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, be patient and say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So she says, I did this. I exercised patience and I said inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. After my iddat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a proposal for me. That sabr I made, that patience I made, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala substituted Abu Salama radiallahu anhu with none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That patience, that sabr that you will make at a loss, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us something better. Sometimes it may not come in this world, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show it to us in the akhirat. Yes, sometimes a loss will come, a person will grieve. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's son, Ibrahim radiallahu anhu passed away, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the home. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked him up. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed him on the forehead. And eyes and tears welled up in the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu was standing close by. So he looked at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, like, oh Rasulullah sallam, you are crying. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies and says that yes, the eyes, our eyes, tears will come into our eyes, our hearts will grieve. But we will only say what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy to hear. That we will say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We are happy with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for us. So there's nothing wrong with a person being sad. But it should not be that a person falls into depression. A person has thinks that there's no future for him. Everything looks dark. I didn't make it in school. I failed the exam. There's nothing for me to do. A person shouldn't fall into this depression. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always there for every person. In the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, there was a Sahabi by the name of Abu Talha radiallahu anhu. He was married to Umm Salim radiallahu anha, and from this marriage they had a son, Abu Umayr radiallahu anhu. And Abu Umayr radiallahu anhu grew up as a child. He was a handsome young child. And Abu Talha radiallahu anhu had a lot of love for his son. But this child of his became very sick. And for some time this child was sick. One night Abu Talha radiallahu anhu goes and he sits in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Back home, Umm Sulaym radiallahu anha is taking care of the child. The child becomes very sick and the child passes away. She takes this child, she takes Abu Umayr radiallahu anhu, she gives him a ghusl, she gives him a bath, she puts him into a kafan, puts him in one corner of the house, she covers him. Abu Talha radiallahu anhu returns from the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he walks in the home, he asks her, Umm Sulaym, how is my son, how is Abu Umayr? So she replies, he's resting in peace. And then she prepares for him a meal, they sit down, they have a meal together. And then they spend the night, they share the bed together. The next morning, Umm Sulaym radiallahu anha, she asked Abu Talha, Abu Talha radiallahu anha, if a neighbor has to lend you some household item, and that the same neighbor comes to you and asks you for that household item back, can they ask you for this item back? So he replies, yes, of course, it belongs to them. They lent it to you. Whenever they wish to take it back, they can take it back. It belongs to them. Then she told him, oh my husband, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has loaned us and given us this child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken this child back. Abu Talha radiallahu anhu is shocked. Last night she gave you a meal. We spent the night together. She was so calm. He immediately rushes to the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam what happened. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells them, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and grant you barakat in the night that you'll spend together. That sabr that you'll make, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you all blessings in this patience and sabr that you'll made. From that union, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with his son Abdullah. And Abdullah had 9 sons. And every one of his 9 sons became from those ulama, from those people who are well versed with the Quran. That patience, that sabr they made, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them something better. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely test us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely put us through hardships. That is the system of this world. No person can live a life 100%. No person can set out the pattern of his life. I want to live my life in this manner. Rather, a person will have to go through some difficulties. As we said, a person, every part of his life is good. Either he will be making shukr for the ni'mas and the good times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with, or he will be exercising patience, or he will be making sabr with the difficulties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him through. And if he makes shukr, if he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the good times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase him. And if he is patient with the difficulties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him through, and he makes sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. That those people who are patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special mercy is upon them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Those people who are patient, they are the truly guided people. So a believer's mindset in this world is that I will go through some difficulties. Not every business deal will work out. Not every child of mine will come out how I want them to come out. Not everything will work out in my life. Not every person in my family will live forever. Someone will have to pass away. Some difficulties will have to come. Some losses will have to come. It is for us to exercise patience. And by us exercising patience, it will bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to practice. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله الأكرم الذي خلق الإنسان وكرم وعلمه من البيان ما لم يعلم، فسبحان الذي لا يحصى امتنانه باللسان ولا بالقلم. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، الذي أوتي جوامع الكلم وكرائم الحكم ومكارم الشيم، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه نجوم الطريق الأمم. أما بعد، فإن علم الشرائع والأحكام هو أعظم فرائض الإسلام، ومن ثم أمر به وحض عليه تعليما وتعلما. فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: بلغوا عني ولو آية. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له به طريقا إلى الجنة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: تعلموا القرآن والفرائض وعلموا الناس فإني مقبوض. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أمن هو قانت آناء الليل ساجدا وقائما يحذر الآخرة ويرجو رحمة ربه، قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون، إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم، إنه تعالى جواد كريم، ملك بر رؤوف رحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على سيدنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته، وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعلى سائر الصحابة أجمعين، وعنا معهم بعفوك وجودك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم عجل بنصرهم يا قوي يا عزيز. عباد الله، رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قال تعالى: فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله،
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين،
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت، ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد، إنك على كل شيء قدير. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي، ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة، إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.